This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Hey, we've got Sandeep is joining us here from Netgear. And if you can go ahead and get the headset on, we'll get that adjusted here shortly. Okay. You should be able to hear me.
Yes, I can.
There he is. Okay.
Can you hear Courtney as well?
Hello.
Yes, I could.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing us here.
Yes. Well, you know, Netgear, of course, one of our favorite companies to talk with each year at CES. And at the Digital Experience, we had a chance to look at, what's the N900?
Yes.
The new router, which really seems to be emphasizing media performance. And tell us a little bit about what's happening in routers right now.
Yes, so we introduced the WNDR 4500, which is the N900 storage router. N900 router, wireless router. And we have taken a step further on this with some of the recent announcements that we did for CES. We introduced the media storage router. And this product integrates the N900 wireless router with a full central storage capability.
So it's like a NAS for and the router combined?
Yes, exactly. So it has a 2 terabyte hard disk drive, which is integrated into the N900 router. So it provides the best in terms of performance for wireless LAN. Plus, it provides a central storage capability for taking backup of your multiple laptops and PCs, whether it's Macs, in your home, along with central storage for all your media files and so on.
Okay.
So it is a central repository which can then be used to stream to various DLNA devices, whether it's your smart TV or your game console or your Blu-ray player. You can use this to basically store or share this media across all the devices inside your home.
Courtney, now you're a cord cutter.
Yes, I am a cord cutter.
You are a cord cutter. And do you ever have the little wheel that goes round and round? The little buffering? Yes.
I can pretend like it doesn't, but it absolutely does, yeah.
Yeah, and so as more and more people, particularly younger people do the cord cutter thing, it seems like this is a growth market for you guys.
Well, people are doing more and more services on the internet, so they are either streaming video or they're watching YouTube on their smartphones or on their iPads and so on. All this is increasing the number of devices that are in the home. We just did a survey recently and we found that there's been a 70% increase between last year and this year in terms of number of devices that are connected on a home router.
So it almost doubled.
Almost doubled.
Almost doubled in 1 year.
Almost doubled. So on an average, it's about 6 to 7 devices that are connected in a normal home.
Are tablets driving that? Is it mobile phones? What's driving that?
It's all of these things. It's people trying to stream video on their TVs and on their game consoles and so on. It's smartphones. It is the tablets. It's iPads and all those things. All of these devices, people don't realize. And then you suddenly ask them in terms of saying, okay, how many devices do you have connected in a network? And they start counting and they find, average, 7 devices, 6 to 7 devices in a home. So I think it's with that come issues like you want connectivity everywhere, and that's where Netgear comes in terms of providing solutions in that space.
And that's a little bit subtle because, you know, as your kids go off to different rooms or maybe they have friends over, you're not sure how many videos are being streamed at a given time.
So that's where the N900 speeds and so on come in terms of providing you the best in terms of performance and range. But we go a step further in terms of we actually add high power PAs and so on to make sure that you have a whole home coverage. So as compared to N900, we find that if you compare with the nearest routers that are available, it gives about 30 to 40% better range than any other routers comparable.
Now these are all the N series.
Yes, right.
As opposed to G series. You don't have any. Do you have any G product in the market yet?
Almost phasing out and so on.
Yeah.
Almost our entire product line is now N series. So you have starting out from N150 to N300. Mm-hmm. 600, 750, and 900.
Okay.
So we have the whole range of
now. Now, I may be confusing products, but I think at Digital Experience the other night we were talking about kind of the ability to give priority to certain types of traffic.
Yes. So you have all of our routers actually come with this QoS capability mm-hmm. that allows you to define in terms of saying, I am playing video games. And I want to make sure that I don't get killed because I have a slight lag and so on. You could provide and you can say, I want the highest priority to be given to these kind of applications
right.
and so on. So you could actually go into the advanced GUI and actually define a priority for some of these applications and so on.
Got to be careful who you put the power, whose hands you put the power in with that, huh?
Yeah. I was looking at your website a little bit earlier today and I was curious. I think you still have some Powerline Carrier products. And that's kind of been a perpetual kind of a background kind of technology. Is that where do you see that headed?
So it's providing an alternate in terms of people like wireless is a good solution, but some people like wired connection.
That's not even the proper name for it anymore.
As far as it
distributes your data through the power lines in your home.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're using a power line. Power is ubiquitous in terms of it's there in every home and so on, and every room and every there. So it makes it easier. So it's like a wired connection, mm-hmm. but you don't have to pull an actual Ethernet cable to your living room and
right,
so on.
Right. But the speeds are quite low generally there, right?
So we have 200 megabits, and we just announced in CES a 500 megabits product.
Oh,
so
really?
It's actually scaling up, and in future it's expected to go up to more than a gigabit.
Excellent.
So as you're seeing in wireless LAN speeds improve, you're similarly seeing speeds improve in power line. And these are small and smaller boxes which can just plug into any power socket that you have.
A lot more convenient as well.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, where can people go for more information?
You can go to netgear.com and we have all the products announced there that you can go into more details on. We have
right on the front page you had the CES announcements.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly.
Perfect.
Just click on that and you will find we announced actually 8 different products in CES and you could get details on all these products on our website.
Okay, great. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Have we talked about Powerline Carrier? Do you know what we're talking about?
I don't think I do.
No, this is instead of having Wi-Fi coverage, you actually send it through the wiring in the home.
Okay.
Yeah, and or instead of pulling cable like we have to do at the office.
It can get ugly.
And going through things. Need to talk with you about GoDaddy. And, of course, GoDaddy has a new product called 4GH Hosting, which combines the power of cloud computing at web hosting prices. And what does that mean? That means that you're able to guard against distributed denial of service attacks. And most importantly, if you're successful, one of the problems in podcasting or new media is that what happens if you're successful and your server can't handle it? And that's what this new GoDaddy product takes care of mm-hmm. because it scales dynamically, dynamic traffic management and a cluster of servers, not just a single server. Courtney, how many downloads did Tech Podcast have last year?
35 million.
You're fast. You can count them up just like that.
Very quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, there is a great value in GoDaddy hosting, 4GH hosting. Plans from $4.99 a month up to $9.99 a month. Just go to GoDaddy.com, check out the 4GH hosting details, and use CES2. And why would you do that?
Because you're going to save 25%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
this is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.